Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
When a loud lawnmower violated an Australian crocodile's territory, he responded negatively and took the lawnmower, causing keepers to attempt a risky rescue. Elvis, a resident of the Australian reptile park, sprang for the mower and seized it from Tim Faulkner, the operations manager, and Billy Collette, the caretaker. The 16-foot saltwater crocodile flooded the machinery in the park outside of Sydney by dragging it underwater.
Look out, man!
Yeah, so this is Elvis the crocodile. He didn't like it. And according to Mr. Faulkner, he said once he got it, he just sat there and guarded it. He said it was his prize, his trophy. If it moved, then he would attack it again.
16 feet.
Yeah. And Elvis, one of the biggest crocs in New South Wales, by the way, is also known for being quite possessive and territorial. Like other crocs, Elvis loves to eat meat. The keepers use this knowledge to their advantage when distracting him to get the lawnmower out of the water. Mr. Faulkner was able to...
How big was his lawnmower?
Leap in, I'm not sure, and rescue the severely chewed up lawnmower and two teeth that Elvis had shed in the act while the keeper enticed Elvis to the opposite end of the area with kangaroo meat. In regard of the 2 3-inch teeth that Elvis had lost during the battle, Faulkner soon located them and made an unhurt exit from the pool while still carrying the lawnmower. Later on, he took the teeth and compared them to the size of his arm, showing how shockingly large they are. Elvis, a wild crocodile who was rescued and is estimated to be over 50 years old, has historically been a grumpy animal. When he was captured, he was assaulting fishing vessels in Darwin Harbor. He devoured two of his girlfriends, by the way, at the crocodile farm. I thought Elvis didn't do that.
Don't do that, man. Elvis, don't do that.
Yeah.
But in this case, I mean an exemption, man. You know what I'm saying?
So he devoured...
Those chicks taste like lawnmowers, man.
Two of his girlfriends... where he was first taken after being apprehended. Mr. Faulkner said he's so full of testosterone that he views everything as a threat.
Even
potential mates. When they're a dominant croc, they are just full of testosterone. He's got his beautiful own yard, and he wants to be a solitary creature. So
that chick doesn't get Elvis off, she get the death row, man. You know what I'm saying?
Elvis is all on his own now. All right, Harris County, Texas, police have arrested a man suspected of kidnapping a woman. This is a horrible story. Kidnapping a woman that he met online on Bumble and then held her against her will for days. The suspect, Zachary Mills, is accused of assaulting the woman and denying her food and water after she refused his sexual advances. The unnamed woman met 21-year-old Mills on Bumble and had agreed to go to his apartment on Christmas Eve. Once they arrived at his apartment, he immediately attempted to have sex, and she said. And when she denied him, he immediately began to physically assault her and would not let her leave the residence. She said that he would hit her with his closed fist, and that when his hands got tired, he would grab a screwdriver and strike her with the handle.
Ugh.
At times, he also bit her neck and face, further alleging that he would not allow her to leave and didn't let her have food or water for 5 days. It wasn't until December 29th when Mills left to go to his father's house that she was able to leave, and it was then that she told what happened to the first people she came across. Police arrived at the scene, and the woman was taken to a hospital with severe bruising to both eyes, bite marks, and cuts to both her throat and nose, and severe bruising to a majority of her body. I mean, this guy just beat
lunatic.
Her horribly. Police said that she was sexually assaulted multiple times, leading to serious bodily injury. Mills was arrested and accused of aggravating kidnapping. Listen to this. He was given a $50,000 bond, which was paid very quickly.
For that kind of assault?
That's what I was thinking, too. As part of the bond conditions, he's been ordered to stay away from the woman alleging the incident.
Do that again.
Her family, and must not go within 200 feet of anywhere that she lives, she works or attends or goes to school. He's also under GPS monitoring and is under 24/7 house arrest with the exception of court days. I thought $50,000 was way low for somebody who has kidnapped, held, raped, and beaten someone
multiple times. Yeah.
That's
because
horrible.
If it's $50,000, you only have to come up with 10% of that, correct?
Yep. Usually, yeah. All right. This is right out of the movie Groundhog Day, or similar to it. A Brinks truck driver was helping two men asking for directions on Friday, and before he knew it, a third man snatched $300,000 from the vehicle's bumper and vanished.
Hey!
So the guy set down the bag of money.
Come back with that!
And somebody just walked along and took it. The driver was making a cash drop.
Damn it.
And police said that the duffel bag full of money was sitting unattended on the bumper of the armored truck when two of the thieves started up a conversation with the driver. A third robber grabbed the bag while the driver was distracted.
Where did I leave that bag of $300,000?
So I don't know what the story is as far as whether these guys are, you know, if they know who they are or any of that stuff.
I think they're supposed to. When you see a Brinks truck showing up at a place to empty out an ATM machine or something like that, those dudes, you know, they're supposed to be all business. They're not supposed to engage in conversation.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
And not get distracted.
Yep. A robot lawyer is all set to defend a speeding ticket on its first day in court next month. In February, an artificial intelligence developed by Do Not Pay will advise a defendant during an entire court case, likely making it the first ever case defended by an AI.
You can't handle the truth.
The AI will run on a smartphone, listening in on the proceedings of the courtroom before instructing the defendant on what to say via an earpiece. The location of the court and the name of the defendant are being kept under wraps at the moment. In case the AI loses the case, Do Not Pay has agreed to cover any fines, according to the company's founder, CEO Joshua Browder.
Lawyertron 5000, activate laser beam.
Billed as the world's first robot lawyer, the company wants to help people fight corporations, beat bureaucracy, and sue anyone at the press of a button.
This is a problem.
Browder, a Stanford...
What did the robot judge say?
A Stanford University-educated computer scientist launched Do Not Pay in 2015 as a chatbot that provides legal advice to consumers dealing with late fees or fines. His ultimate goal is to have his app replace lawyers altogether in order to save defendants money.
Ah.
He said it's all about language, and that's what lawyers charge hundreds or thousands of dollars to do an hour to do. The AI works as a legal assistant by asking the client what the legal problem is.
I see.
And it finds a loophole, which it then turns into a legal letter that it can send to the right institution or upload to a website.
So you're not going to have Johnny Five in court, you know, slamming his hand down on the juror railing there.
Right. In a promotional video, Browder explained that he came up with the idea when he began to accumulate parking tickets, which he could not afford to pay. In the process, he became an expert on loopholes that would allow him to get out of paying the fines. As a software engineer, Browder realized that the tedious and expensive process of appealing parking tickets could be automated and created a website to help people do the same.
You know what this means. We'll soon be seeing billboards with robots wearing cowboy hats.
That's right. He said the goal of his company is to make the $200 billion legal profession free for consumers. It's actually a pretty cool idea.
It is.
Last month, his company's chatbot successfully negotiated with internet provider Comcast's representatives to save $120 a year on an employee's internet bill. So he's working on getting that for legal issues.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Out of India, their aviation regulation on Thursday issued a notice to Air India officials for failing to comply with norms of handling unruly passengers following a mid-air urination incident.
I hate those.
On one of its flights last year, India's air safety watchdog said it sought details from the airline on the incident of an unruly male passenger allegedly relieved himself and a fellow female traveler on its business class flight. You're not supposed to get that in business class.
No.
From New York to Delhi on November 26.
If you're in business, he should have crapped on her.
Yeah, right. So they issued a notice to the airline's accountable manager, director in flight services, and all the pilots and cabin crew members of that flight, asking them to explain within 2 weeks why action should not be taken against them for failing to uphold regulations. The unruly passenger was drunk when he allegedly unzipped and relieved himself on a female passenger in her 70s who has since written a letter of complaint to Air India's group chairman about the, quote, most traumatic flight she's ever experienced.
Dear Air India, one of your passengers pissed on me.
She said although she was offered a set of pajamas and slippers.
Come on.
After informing the crew that her clothes and shoes were soaked in urine, she was told to return to her seat after it was cleaned.
Shut up, you old biddy.
When she refused to return to the soiled seat, which was covered with sheets but still reeked of urine, she was offered the crew seat for the rest of the flight.
Which is incredibly uncomfortable.
She said, I subsequently learnt from a fellow passenger that several seats were available in first class, and he suggested to the crew that I be moved into one of those seats rather than being forced to sit in a soiled seat. Clearly, the crew did not feel that taking care of a distressed passenger was a priority.
That's horrific.
At the end of the flight, the staff, she said, told me that they would get me a wheelchair to ensure that I clear customs as early as possible. However, the wheelchair deposited me at a waiting area where I waited for 30 minutes and nobody came to get me.
I think the rule should be you get pissed on, immediate first class.
She said, I finally had to clear customs on my own and collected the luggage by myself, all in Air India pajamas and socks.
And she's 70.
The drunk passenger reportedly left the airport without facing any action upon landing. Yeah.
How's that not here? I think they would consider it assault, right?
Now, just 10 days later, a similar episode took place again on an Air India Paris Delhi flight when a drunk male passenger peed on a blanket of a female passenger. The aircraft pilot reported the incident to the authorities and the passenger was apprehended, although he was allowed to leave after the female passenger declined to file a police case.
By the way, they do have bathrooms on those, don't they?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the things we're overlooking here.
Yeah.
They just don't have bathrooms.
If you have to go, please piss on someone next to you.
In Naples, Florida, police are looking for a man who allegedly threw his beer on a five-month-old baby girl during a drunken rampage.
See, this all involves booze.
Dee, the mother of the child, said as he stormed out, he proceeded to throw an entire beer on my five-month-old baby who was in her stroller doing absolutely nothing wrong.
That's wrong.
The man was thrown out of Virginia's Italian restaurant on Monday night for being overly intoxicated. On his way out, he began yelling at a family who was saying their goodbyes near the sidewalk, and then he threw the beer on the baby.
I like the way your baby's looking at me.
Dee said, when I saw my baby scared like I've never seen before, soaking wet in beer, I knew I had to pick her up and grab her. Virginia's restaurant manager quickly stepped in and took a photo of the man. He paid in cash at the bar, and there was no surveillance footage captured of the incident. Other restaurants also reported run-ins with the man and similar issues, minus the beer throwing. The child's mother said last night a woman said she saw him stumble into Sushi Thai and asked the hostess to let him purchase beer to go. Another woman is positive she served him dinner in North Naples that same night.
They'll get this guy.
The incident has been reported to the police. They're investigating. Anybody who recognized the man is asked to call the police.
How's the baby going to ID him?
Yeah. You'll love this, Steve. It was a lucky day for a beachgoer in Australia after she found a blue-ringed octopus in her bathing suit.
Oh,
Lisa Bryant was swimming at South Beach when she found a shell and tucked it into her bathers for safekeeping. She said it's something she often does in her daily swims, but this time was different as she began to feel irritation once back on the beach. She said, I pulled the shell out, and the blue-ringed octopus was coming out, and I sort of squealed and dropped it. Despite its small size, the creature can cause serious damage to humans, even leading to death. The bite doesn't cause pain, and puncture marks may not be visible. Numbness will be experienced, and it may become difficult to speak or see. She said, I had a quick look to see if there were any marks, and I had a little scratch. I started to freak, and everybody on the beach was freaking out, telling me to go to the hospital. Luckily, the creature had not bitten her. As a habit, she takes shells that are, she shakes shells that are enclosed, but nothing appeared when she did it this time.
So if this ever happens to you guys, apparently you can tickle them. Do you know how many tickles it takes to get an octopus off you?
No.
10 tickles.
That's good.
It's like tentacles.
Tentacles. It's like the tentacles. Okay,
right, tentacles. Advice.
Thanks, Dad. she said, in hindsight...
What was the one we told? There were two on Friday that we...
There were. You had something about... were you laughing at your wife when she dropped the laundry?
Yeah, I just stood there and watched it unfold.
Good. You guys are working together.
This woman said, if you're swimming around South Beach, don't be tempted to souvenir any shells from the seabed.
Wait, I had Jace's friend from the back seat the other day say to me, he goes, did you hear the rumor about butter? I'm like... No, what? He goes, never mind. I'm not going to spread it. was like, oh, my God. It's 11-year-olds telling me dad jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them the 10 tickles one. See what they think. All right, last story. This is pretty messed up, but also interesting in how this guy was busted. Orthodontist Dr. Thomas Patrick Shannon is facing criminal charges after investigators say he was found to have solicited sexually explicit photos and videos from a minor in North Carolina through social media. Now, the sheriff's office, the Detective Bureau received a tip about Shannon's online communications with a 17-year-old girl. Detective Tim Potts went and interviewed Shannon at his business, Shannon Orthodontics. Detective Potts asked Shannon if he could recall talking to a young girl via Snapchat roughly 2 years ago, to which Shannon allegedly replied, possibly yes. He said, you asked for some nude photographs and you were going to send her money. Shannon replied, if it happened, obviously it's all there and I have to fess up to it. I didn't know anything more about that, but some girls are on there soliciting. So Shannon then apparently made a confusing move. He hired a forensic investigator to examine his iPhone and iCloud accounts in an attempt to show that there was no child porn stored on it. Well, the investigator allegedly found a large amount of child porn in his data. This is the guy that he hired to go in there. Yeah.
I told you I was a pedophile. Did I?
This allegedly included photos of minors under the age of 10 and sexually explicit photos of prepubescent and adolescent children.
Yeah.
Detective Christopher Gehring continued to investigate the case, and he apparently found that Shannon had been communicating with known minors online and seeking explicit photos and videos since at least January 2019.
Yeah, but I defy you to find 4 kilos of coke in my trunk.
And had used multiple social media apps online banking accounts to do so. So Shannon has been charged with 8 felony charges in the case, this idiot.
He should get a discount on his defense attorney.
On many levels, and that is what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.